Saudi Arabia says its meeting of national security advisors and other officials underscores its readiness to contribute to reaching a solution that will result in permanent peace in Ukraine. Diplomats say invitations were sent to around 30 countries, but Russia, which invaded Ukraine last year, was not among them. The two-day gathering in the Red Sea coastal city of Jeddah, which began Saturday, was welcomed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Heard through an interpreter, he said he hoped the summit would help end what he called Russian aggression.
Many countries will be represented, different countries, including the countries of the Global South. It is very important because in much matters, as food security, the fate of millions of people in Africa, Asia and other parts of the world would directly depend on how fast the world will be in implementing the peace formula. I am grateful to Saudi Arabia for this platform for negotiations. A meeting in the same format was recently held in Copenhagen. We are moving step by step towards the Global Peace Summit. It is very important that the world sees a fair and honest end to Russian aggression will benefit everyone in the world. Everyone.
President Zelensky's peace formula includes food security, protecting and ensuring Ukraine's grain exports to the world's poorest nations. He also wants energy security, focusing on price restrictions on Russian energy resources and aiding Ukraine with restoring its power infrastructure, which Russian attacks have damaged. Among other proposals is releasing all prisoners and deportees, including war prisoners and children deported to Russia. Radiation and nuclear safety, focusing on restoring safety around Europe's largest nuclear power plant, Zaporizhzhia in Ukraine, is another issue. Russian forces had occupied the plant. Yet he also warns that the war is gradually returning to Russia's territory, as Russia blames Ukraine for drone attacks on Moscow and beyond. In one of the latest incidents, Moscow said Saturday, a Russian tanker with 11 crew members was hit in a Ukrainian attack in the Black Sea, although no one was injured. Earlier on Friday, Ukraine's Navy and main internal security service, the SBU, used sea drones to attack a Russian naval base near the Black Sea port of Novorossiysk, damaging a sizable Russian warship. It was unclear whether these incidents would be discussed during the peace summit in Saudi Arabia. China, which says it is a neutral party in the armed conflict but has been criticized by Western countries for refusing to condemn Russia, said it would send its special representative for Eurasian affairs, Li Hoi. Besides China, India and South Africa have also confirmed their attendance.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.